Some have a minhag, mostly among Hasidim, but among others, of eating matzah on Pesach Sheni, at least on Yud Aleph Iyar. It's a discussion whether we have Pesach Sheni today. Pi halacha, I mean, according to the Bavli, we really don't have it. The way the Rambam Paskin said, it's only 30 days after Rov Chayesha brought the Karban Pesach B'Tahara, then we have Karban Pesach. We still have the day Yud Aleph Iyar, but really it's not anything today, and that's why Minhag Ashkenaz has to say Tachanun. And the Svarim don't say Tachanun, just the Zecher with Mikdash. So, and the Chazon Ish, so there is a Minhag among Chassidim to eat matzah. The Chazon Ish opposed that Minhag of eating matzah. But nevertheless, there's a Minhag Yisrael to have matzah on Pesach Sheni. So when do we eat the matzah? Well, when's Pesach Sheni? The Pesach Sheni is on Yud Aleph Iyar, assuming we have a Pesach Sheni. So do you eat the matzah on Yud Aleph? Some have a minhag to eat it on Yud Aleph Iyar, which I think is the common minhag. And other tzaddikim felt that you should eat the matzah on Tezvah, because why? What's the issue? Because the hakravis hakarbanos, they were on Yud Aleph. It's like we know on Pesach. But the regular Pesach Rishon, so halacha was, you have to chatzos. That's why the Rama quotes the Arza Ruah, that really Pesach, the din of Yantav begins Erev Pesach after chatzos. Le'inyin wa, le'inyin aveilus. Because we know there is no aveilus on Yantav. The mitzvah Simcha Derabim overrides the mitzvah of aveilus to Yachat. So someone who's an avel, so when does he get up? He gets up from a shiva. He gets up Erev Pesach. Achachatos. See, people make the mistake. They think every week, every Friday, you get up after Chatzos. That's not really correct. The correct minhag is that whatever time you need before Shabbos, if you need 10 minutes, if you need 2 hours, whatever you need to prepare for Shabbos, that's when you stop sitting. But the din of Chatzos, that's the din, that's where some, perhaps also it's unclear, Erev Shabbos after Chatzos doing Kriyat Kotel. That's a separate discussion where that minhag developed from. So, but either way, the Azua writes, so therefore, it's a machokis, the Or Zeruah versus the Bali Tosfos. So the Rama quotes the Or Zeruah that we stop Efkatsai, why don't we pass like the Or Zeruah over the Bali Tosfos? There are many people, so the post can explain, because we have a general halacha kedivrei meiko b'aveilus. We always go by the lenient opinion by aveilus. So therefore, we stop at Chatzos. In fact, I think the Nitziv had a shayla where someone, let's say someone did the kfura after Chatzos. So, do we push off the shiva until after Yantif? Or they say, no, we could go like the Bali Tosa. So, again, Tralach L'Divrei HaMeiko B'Aveilus, and the Nitziv would write, I think it's the Nitziv, that point out that no, you would sit shiva, and you would go ahead, and it would nullify the shiva. You sit shiva before. Aye, why? Because halacha kedivrei meiko b'aveilus, and so the lenient to that you stop sitting shiva chatzos, so we take that. But halacha kedivrei meiko. I guess that you look at a kula and a chumra, but in fact, if you sat down for a minute, that will cause it. So similarly, when Pesach is on Yud Aleph, so Yud Aleph Iyar is Pesach, that's the Karban Pesach. But the actual eating of the Karban Pesach, so too on Pesach Sheni, they checked it after Chatzos. In fact, that's, as I pointed out, there's the minhag among Ashkenaz to say Tachanun. The Svarim don't do a Zechel and Mikdash. This year, it's Friday, so no one's going to say Mincha Tachanun. But the Minhag of Broyers, who follows many of the Chassidish and Minhag, ironically, since they're Ashkenaz. But so they have a Minhag that at Mincha time, they won't do Tachanun on a regular day. But they'll do, but on Erev Pesach they'll do, in the morning they will say Tachanun. And that's what they point out, the poskim. So, regarding the matzah, if you eat the matzah, well, when they would have ate the carbon Pesach, that'd be the 15th, as some said they could do. Alright, so what about the minhag? Oh, most do it on your Yudalad. So, different reasons given why. Why do we follow the hakrava and not the achila? So some bring down because it's like we have in a negative sense that it's a whole discussion, when do we fast on Tisha B'Av, the 9th or 10th? Because it started burning on the 9th, but the rule basically was burnt on the 10th. So it's a debate in the Gemara, the opinion we follow the 9th because we go Basar Haskola. The beginning's always the worst. So too, not that the beginning's always the worst, but they say so too, the reason why we use Hakrava, because that's the Hachana for Pesach Sheni, is on Yudalad, and we find by the Karban Pesach, it's like they ask, Shabbos Haggadah is when Shabbos before Pesach, why do we follow, why is it so significant Shabbos Haggadah, like, why, because that was the Hachana for the Karban Pesach, and we see, especially when it comes to Pesach, we see how important people are cleaning up for so long, but Tachana, preparing the Karban Pesach itself had a tremendous status. So too here, the Hachana for the Pesach Sheni as well, we have left the minhag olam, for those who eat matzah, the chazanish was against it. For those who eat matzah, most eat it on Yudalad, and this year it's easy to eat it on Shabbos. Just put a matzah out together with the lechem mishnah.